Welcome to Pursuing True North's Truth of the Week series. I am Catherine King.
And I'm Jenny Scioto. This week's Truth of the Week is Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. And that's the NIV version. Let's break this down into bite-sized chunks, because I like bite-sized chunks.
That sounds disgusting.
Well, you know what I mean?
Like, when I eat something, I don't like to refer to it as a chunk.
All right. Bite-sized bites, then. Bite-sized
pieces. Edit
pieces. Bite-sized Let's break this down into bite-sized pieces.
Sweet. That's less gross.
I'm not that's editing that gross. Out. I'm
you
not.
Can keep it.
Yeah. Anyway.
So let's talk about weary. The word yes. Weary.
Let us not grow weary.
Yep, that's the first part.
Of doing good. You know,
it's mental, emotional strain.
Yeah, and sometimes it is. It's tiring doing good when everyone else around you might not be doing good or might not be kind of convicted of the same thing you're convicted of.
Or you're working hard and you're trying to make everybody happy in your family and your life. And yet yes. Somehow, even though you're doing everything you can, it just kind of seems to not be enough.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
Especially being a homemaker and working. It stinks because in regular home life, a lot of things we do is the same thing every day.
And then if you add anything on top of it, like if you add a stressful relationship or a family member beef that may be going on in your household, or maybe there's an issue with a boss or a teacher at your kid's school, or just something else on top of it where you're just like, I can't take anymore, or you get exhausted trying to accomplish something that is not happening in a fast enough fashion. Like there's a lot that makes us as humans get tired and get weary.
Definitely.
But what I really like about this verse is it says don't grow weary of doing good, because in due season we will reap if we don't give up. There's an if at the end of this sentence. An if. That means you got to pay attention to this, because it's not just a one yeah. size fits all.
And it doesn't give a timeline either. Mm-mm. I mean, don't grow weary of doing good for 5 minutes, 5 years, 50 years.
We don't know how long this season's going to be.
Yeah.
Emotional life seasons are not the same as the Mid-South seasons.
Yes. And God's season is long-lasting. What we think feels like forever, for God is just a blink in the eye, because he's, you know, the Alpha, the Omega. He's seen humankind grumble for thousands of years at this point.
Oh, yeah.
For him, it's just, oh, she can do this. She's got a little bit more in her.
Yep, she doesn't think she does, but she does. We'll get there. I do love that. We'll reap. The reaping they talk about in the commentaries that we've looked up and have listed online is referring to eternal life.
Yeah, and I'm not ready to go there yet, Lord willing. So there are some days that I'm just, okay, time to make the donuts. Do you remember that commercial?
No.
There was a commercial way back when. I don't know if it was in the 80s or the 90s, but it was a guy making donuts. It was a Dunkin' Donuts commercial. And every day he'd go in, time to make the donuts. And every single day was the same. And he had a very boring job of making donuts. So that's kind of what I feel like that commercial is perfect for this verse. Not that I'm saying Dunkin' Donuts is
Did
like
he get a reward at the end of this?
The bomb. I don't think so. I don't remember. Honestly. I just remember the phrase of time to make the donuts. It was an everyday
mm-hmm.
waking up at the butt crack of dawn. Can I say butt?
You can say butt. Butts are fine.
Just to do the same thing every day. And the commercial was saying how it's mundane, but you get these beautiful donuts after he's done making all the fresh donuts.
Here we go. That's the reward. It's the done donut.
Yes. And for us, though, we don't get a donut at the end, especially if you're on a keto diet. At the end of our season, which is the end of our life, we will reap the reward.
One of the commentaries mentioned an aspect of this verse that I didn't even think about was comparing this to farming. The farmer sows his seed, and there's the seasons happen, and it's growing underneath the surface. And then eventually you start to see it. But the reward and the fruit of that harvest isn't until the end of the specific seasons each of these different seeds needs to have. And it's kind of like our situation. Like, if we keep working and doing these good things and not growing weary, it's like we might not even be able to see some of the things that are truly happening for the reward that's later. And then maybe you do get to see some of it as it's growing, and it's kind of encouraging if you look back and go, okay, what am I working on right now? What in my life that... And I think if you really go to look for where God's moving or where God's working, if you need some encouragement, I guarantee if you ask for that wisdom and that ability to see, then you will. So maybe you don't have to wait, you know, you'll still have to wait for the final outcome to be what you want it to be later. But in the meantime, stuff really is truly happening.
And sometimes, as in the farmer, sometimes he plants the seed, sows it, is reaping it, but it's not for him to enjoy. It's something to take comfort in, and that he's still doing good. He's still going to have, in this case, he'd have a reward of payment.
And food.
But sometimes us doing good isn't for us to reap the reward right away. Yes. Is the point I'm trying to make. Sometimes we're doing good. Think about people that help people in drug rehabilitation. Sometimes you don't get to see the final product of how you helped that person turn it around and break that stronghold of drugs. But you still planted the seed, you still helped them out in a time that they needed it. And so you need to take heart in the fact that you're still doing good work. And no matter where you are in life, whatever good work you're doing is good. Keep on doing it. Don't grow weary just because you don't always see the reward right away. So, Catherine, do you have anything, words of wisdom, that you can relate to this Bible verse?
Well, I kind of have a decent story as far as reaping and sowing. It's not so much on the eternal life aspect of reaping and sowing, but just kind of an example of how working at something over a long period of time and doing good with it has reaped good benefit. I already got permission for this from my husband. It's kind of a bit of his story, at least professionally speaking. He has been with a wonderful company for a long time, and he's been in many different positions within that company. And with different positions come different challenges and different interpersonal relationships. And he's really had some really tough ones within this journey, and some really great ones. And some of his more challenging times came with me on the back end saying, hey, you know, have you thought about maybe, you know, not being in this awful situation right now that you feel like you're in? Like, maybe you want to...
As a good wife would and should.
Yes, thank you.
I could totally see that.
I wasn't trying to say everything was terrible, but sometimes in your situation in work, and you can see, like, you can see so much, you see so much, and you want everybody else to see that too and appreciate it. And
And it's hard being a wife seeing your husband struggle if something's not right at work.
Yes,
yeah, totally.
I know every woman I know has some form of story like that at some point or at a specific job or whatever. So yeah, he looked at me and he'd be like, Catherine, I don't feel like it's the right time. I don't think it's the right thing. And I'm like, oh, but you're working so hard. You're doing so good. And it's just, this is how it's playing out. I don't like it. And anyway, he stuck with it. And between a lot of him praying and me praying over work and where to go in life, and God gave him within this time opportunities for him to grow as he kept working hard and doing what he was supposed to do and going by his convictions and going by where he felt God was leading him within the company. And sure enough, now he's been there, oh my gosh, how long has he been at his job? I mean, at least 10 years. And he is in a much different position. He is so much, like, everything's just really, it's beautiful. And
Nice.
He's been really blessed because he did grow a bit weary of doing it, but he didn't give up. That was, so he did the first, he was the first part of the verse in a way of growing weary, but he kept doing good. And eventually, truly, because he didn't give up and kept doing that, God's blessed him. And in turn, it's blessed us. And
that's so awesome. That's a good thing, because this happened, I'm imagining, over a period of a number of years.
Years. I'm not talking about like a month like, or something. Yeah. Yes.
So it speaks to his perseverance that he knew and was faithful that what he was doing was the right thing, the good situation. You guys kept praying about it. That's awesome.
And I know he was a little bit worried. You know, when you've got your spouse saying, hey, do something different, that's some pressure too.
Yeah.
You know, when you're already in this hard situation to have the person closest to you be like, hey, how about you? You know, I wasn't exactly encouraging him to stick it out. So, you know.
Well, sometimes we don't know. But it might have been actually that much better to kind of reaffirm his own decision. Sometimes we say those things and I believe that it actually helps them out more just because it affirms what they know inside their own heads and hearts.
Oh, and just even the same things happened with me with him. I know there was a time we were talking about me going back to work full time and he was like pushing me to do it, but everything in me was like, and I had prayed about it and everything, and I said, no, like, this is where I'm supposed to be. And it's not that we weren't being loving or respectful of each other in our positions in the home. It was just when God gives you a conviction, even if you hear from the outside something different, you have to stick with that conviction that God's given you, because it's there for a reason.
Totally.
Our challenge for you is a challenge that's already in this week's verse. If we do not give up, friends, don't give up. Whatever you feel like throwing the towel in, if it's something that God's
placed your heart,
placed in your life or on you, like, even if it's a challenge, don't give up.
Yeah, and sometimes that's really hard, but
it is really hard.
Yeah, stay strong. You can do this. We'd love to hear from you guys what you're planting in your life's garden, metaphorically speaking. Maybe what season you're going through, or even if you're having a season of reaping. We'd love to hear that too. So glad you joined us today.
Hit subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Catch all our new happenings at pursuingtruenorth.com. You can find us on YouTube, on Instagram, Facebook.
All the places.
Subscribe, like us, review us. Have a great day.
Love y'all.
See you next week.